1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frakehouse. Good morning. Happy Thursday. Hopefully, your soon-to-be weekend is off to a wonderful start. It's, man, it's been a heck of a week so far. It's been moving by super quick as we get into the weekend. And really, it's just kind of like, I don't know, I'm in full-on Halloween mode, guys. I don't know about you, but basically when it turns into September, that's when I start getting into the fall, you know, kind of the fall festivities a little bit. It's just kind of hard when it's still feeling like summer out there. Like, I don't know about you. I think fall weather is the perfect weather in Michigan. Michigan is definitely like, that's why it's so special. It really looks awesome during all four seasons, but there's something about fall in Michigan that just seems so perfect. It's got to be all the trees, the colors, the fact that we grow so many dang pumpkins and have so many apple orchards. I mean, I feel like Michigan is like the ultimate Halloween season state, except for, you know, Salem. Like, you got to give it up to them. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frakehouse. I want to talk about this story that I saw. It kind of popped up on my Facebook, and I was like, I just want to know a little bit more about this. Ryan Armani, he's from Fox 2 Detroit. He went into a shop. I don't know what kind of restaurant, but he basically parked on the street from what I'm understanding. He was in there for 4 minutes to get a cup of soup, comes back out and sees that there's a parking violation ticket on his windshield, a $45 parking ticket in Detroit. And he posted this on Facebook and it did not exactly go the way he wanted it to go. I mean, he did ask people for their thoughts. Some people were like, well, maybe you should have paid. And he was like, well, there wasn't a meter. So then it's like, okay, we're missing a lot of context from this story. And he was basically shaming the city of Detroit, saying like, this is going to drive people away from businesses, blah, blah, blah. If you keep, you know, ticketing people, they're not going to want to come down here. And he was kind of looking at that from that perspective. A lot of people were kind of slamming him because they were like, oh, you think just because you work for Fox 2, like you don't have to pay for parking, blah, blah, blah. And he was firing back at him. So I want to know what you guys think up here on the 1077 RKR app. You can read about the story. Again, he was only in this place for 4 minutes. He got rung up in that 4 minutes. And I don't know if there was a no parking sign, if he ignored it, or he just didn't care, or there was no indication. Seems very weird. Let me know what you think, if he deserved to get the ticket or not. 978-1077 or the chat button, the 1077 RKR app. Just make sure if you pull over to text, you can park there. I don't want you get set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frakehouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's vinyl and 45 on the rocker. Released on this date in 1986, is the second album from the thrash metal band Megadeth. Peace sells, but who's buying? It's been named one of the top 500 heavy metal albums of all time, and it's really considered as a thrash metal classic and an album that gave prominence to extreme metal in the 80s. Featuring songs like Wake Up Dead and Peace Sells, this is an awesome album. It should be in your collection. Pick it up and give it a spin today. This has been Vinyl and 45 on 1077 RKR. RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frakehouse. So we've got a lot of Blue Jays in Michigan. We don't have Green Jays, however. Those two birds came from the original, they're like original species about 7 million years ago is when they say that these two birds, that this one bird had kind of split off, went their separate ways. One became a Blue Jay, one became a Green Jay, and we don't have any Green Jays in Michigan, but that may somewhat change because apparently what they're saying is climate change has really messed all that up because Blue Jays and Green Jays are nowhere near each other, and now they have, because of different migration patterns, once again procreated and have created a new bird called the Grue Jay. If you open up the 1077 RKR app, you can read about how they discovered this bird. And there's a photographer who actually took a bunch of pictures of this thing. It's really weird. This is a species, you know, separated by millions of years. And now there's a whole new type of bird. Because we have so many Blue Jays in Michigan. It just depends because they don't know anything about this bird. They're just now studying it. But who knows? We may be getting a bird species, a new bird species in Michigan, which would be pretty sweet. It'd be for all the people who do some hardcore bird watching. That would be that'd probably be about worth 200 points. I don't know what I'm talking about. I only watched that movie once. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frakehouse. One last time in 2025, joined in the Prairie Farm studio with our good buddy Eric from Warner Vineyards. Good morning, brother.
Hey, Mark. Good morning. It's the last one of the season, but there's no better way or fun way, I think, to go out than this tribute we got coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, we're going to have to go out pretty hard. You know, this has probably been, this technically has been the biggest set of shows all summer long. I don't think Warner Vineyards has ever booked more shows, and I don't think more has gone into the production of these shows. So really got to tip our hats to you guys for doing such an awesome job this year, making sure everybody is safe, everybody's happy, and everybody's feeling themselves. And we're going to go out with a bang with some heavy metal this weekend.
The Family Values Tribute Night. It just sounds so wholesome and everything else until you look at the tribute bands. Mark, list off what we got this weekend.
Yeah, so for those who aren't privy or not as young as me, I'm 40, but when I was in high school, the Family Values Tour, that was the big one. That was like new metal encapsulated, and that's what they're going to be bringing. It's Korn and Limp Bizkit tributes going down this weekend.
Throw one more in there. How about Deftones also?
Sure, why not? Family Values tribute. This is going to be so sick. And I've been looking forward to this show more than any other show all year long. I'm like, of course it's going to be the last one. They are going to go so hard. And I wouldn't put it past you and be like, hey, you know, this is our last song of the summer. So if you guys want to get crazy with it, feel free, because it's going to be a fun time, man.
This is going to be a good time, man. We want to make sure we bring a lot of your fans into this show tonight. So I know you got stuff continuing to happen.
Yeah, no doubt. And again, if you guys if you guys aren't one of the four pack winners from today and you want to get tickets to this show this weekend, there's only one place to get them. WarnerWines.com. Even though it's the last show of the summer concert series, no need to get ripped off.
No, not for this, because this is just supposed to be fun. This is our fun time out here at the series. Also, really quick, Mark, I just want to shoot a quick shout out to everyone that has been all the 107.7 listeners for coming out in that, for supporting us in that. But like Mark said, as we end it, WarnerWines.com, that's where you get your tickets. And we just want to tell you guys how much we love all your support, all that everyone out there, all the fans listening give us, and that it means so much.
Well, hey, dude, we appreciate you guys. You guys have had some awesome shows this summer, and I'm already looking forward to next summer, and we're going to spice things up a little bit. In fact, we're going to do a giveaway right now, but we're going to give you our VIP table. It's right by the stage, guys. Our VIP table, 978-1077. Caller number 7, you're going to win that VIP table to see the Family Values tribute, the tributes to Korn, Limp Bizkit, and Deftones. This is going to be absolutely sick, and way to end this summer concert series, man. Eric, thanks for everything this year, and we will see you in 2026, I'm sure.
Oh, you will. Thank you.
107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frakehouse. Make sure to snag your tickets for the Rocker Bat Back Bowling Championship. It is going down in 3 weeks from tomorrow, Continental Lanes in Kalamazoo. We're once again partnering with West Michigan Cancer Center to raise money for people right here in Southwest Michigan. Every ticket purchased goes to support a family here in Southwest Michigan. You can get discounted team tickets right now on the 107.7 RKR app just by clicking that bad back button. We're teaming with Dr. Hook, so we've got some awesome trophies that we're giving away, as well as cash prizes as well. We got 50-50 strike ball that we're doing, so be a part of it. The Rocker Bad Bad Bowling Championship happening at Continental Lanes. Come through, have some fun with us. Again, tickets on the 107.7 RKR app.